What's up, everybody? Welcome to the shop. This is Cassandra. I'm coming at you with a movie review of Nope. So, we went and seen Nope. What was it? This time last week. And that's the movie produced and directed and written and everything by Jordan Peele. He did Us and what was it, Get Out? And I love everything as far as his movie shit goes. Like, he done turned me into a whole ass fan, boy. And if you live anywhere in the damn U.S., you had to have seen the Nope commercials. What they call them, trailers? And I really, 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 really wanted to go and see it because it was that whole suspense of, well, what the fuck is this creature that they noping? You know what I'm saying? Like, what is this, right? And it's funny because my goofy self, before we went to go see Nope, like, that whole day, I just kept saying nope to everything. Like, even if I wanted, like, it didn't even make sense. Like it would be like, let me think, God, I can't even fucking think. It was just so fucking random. Like, somebody could have been like, if this is so fucking random, nope. Like, or, it's the daytime, and it was, nope. Like, everything was just nope, nope, nope. So, when I went to go, we went to go get the tickets. And my husband was like, yeah, let me get 3 for nope. And she was like, is that going to be 3 for nope? I was like, nope. Like, this fucking with this lady, right? Like, this hilarious shit. But we go we go and do our thing. Mind you, we haven't really been to the movie theater since, like, we rented out the movie theaters last year for my son's birthday. He had a private screening of Venom, but we haven't been to the fucking movie since then. This is the first time, you know, pandemics and shit didn't happen. And so my experience from renting out the movie theater to just being a regular damn person, like, I didn't know that shit happened, right? So I can't even get through the door, and somebody is like, open up your bag, like this big ass black man. And I'm like, what the fuck you mean? Open my bag, right? And I'm sitting here like, damn, I hope I ain't got no pads, no tampons, like nothing to embarrass myself with in this bitch. Like, now mind you, I'm not sneaking in fucking candy and shit because I buy the shit there. Like, I want a hot dog, I want an icy, and I want some nachos. Like, fuck, I need to bring candy in there for when I'm getting ready to go buy up the goddamn concession stand, all right? So I'm standing there not realizing it's a whole fucking line being just building up behind me. But I'm just like, this big-ass black man got to look through my fucking bag. So I don't want to do it because I want to be like, nope. But I'm like, I want to fucking be like, nah, this is a real nope. Like, but they not even trying to fucking let us get in this bitch. And I'm like, this is so weird. So I comply, open up my bag, and I'm just like, all right, this is like some weird-ass shit. Like, you talking about being able to tell your ass ain't been to no movie theater since, like, before fucking, like, COVID. Like, that was, like, the big thing. Anyways, shit was hilarious. So we go, we get our concession shit, be able to make it to the previews, which that's what the fuck I care about because I want to know what movies is coming out. I find out that Emmett Till, damn, that was, oh, my God, that's coming to the big screen. Oh, I damn near cried looking like. But they got to keep fucking telling his story because this shit keep happening. But anyways, back to Nope. So Nope is on there, and the daddy from Greenleaf, Greenleaf Daddy, he's like the main star, and I didn't fucking know it, right? No, he's not the main star, but he's like the beginning star. He had the main star. Let me take that back. But I didn't even fucking know it. He's like the daddy. Keke Palmer and the guy who played in Get Out and fucking Black Panther and all that other shit. He played, who did he play again? Oh, he played the brother. And Keke Palmer, she was the like she was the fucking leading lady, baby. Like it was other women in the movie, but baby, that was a Keke Palmer movie, okay? Like Keke was on air giving us everything. She was giving us pansexual. She was giving us marijuana smoking weed head in California. She was giving us entrepreneur. She was giving us don't give a fuck. I'm going to be my own lady. Like, man, I was like, first of all, none of her outfits was cute. None of them. But on Kiki. On Kiki, I was like, "Damn, I wouldn't wear that, but she working the fuck out them cut up shorts and them boots right now. Like, what the fuck? Wow! Come, this is a spoiler, so if you haven't fucking seen it, stop playing, because I'm getting ready to tell you what the fuck the climax suspense fucking thing was, right? So if you ain't seen it by now, stop listening. But." Anyway, so this fucking we thinking like okay, the way that they're doing the fucking movies, a lot of flashbacking of stuff and bringing up stuff, some kind of shit, right? But I thought it was a UFO. Jonathan was on point. He was like, that looks like a fucking animal in the sky. And I'm like, that's a damn UFO. And he like, the way that shit's moving, that's like an animal. So it disguised itself as like a cloud, right? And I look up and I see a cloud and I'm thinking, never mind. But it was basically like some big ass animal thing, fucking predator eating up the goddamn like horses and people and all kind of shit. You're just basically trying to fucking feed, right? But one of the like the antagonist. Yeah, he was basically trying to lure this fucking animal, this beast, to make a profit, to make money, to stay within Hollywood's eyes. And you know how they're like, dude, you do anything for clout type shit? That was this man in definition in the movie, doing any fucking thing for clout. Now, don't get me wrong. The main plot line of Kiki and her brother, I can't remember the fucking guy's name. I know he's Nigerian, but I can't think of the actor's name. And I need to get it because not only is this motherfucker sexy, oh shit, he's sexy, but that voice, boy, woo! Woo, that voice. But he's a good ass actor. He's like truly like a really good ass actor. But, they was trying, they, like, the whole movie. Their whole thing was they wanted to capture whether it was a UFO. They didn't know if it was an alien, a UFO. They didn't know what the fuck this thing was, but they know that they wanted it to be on camera and they needed it to be a clear shot. It had to be a clear picture. You know what I'm saying? Like, so then the whole thing was they kept calling it like the Oprah shot. Like, the shot's so fucking good, Oprah makes you come on to the show so you can talk about it, okay? So they were trying to profit off of it too, right? But what's so funny about it, watching these black people like, hell yeah, we about to profit off this shit, right? And real life shit happening, like scary fucked up shit, and them like being like, nah, nope, nah, And it was funny to me because being a black person, like I done been in situations where I'm like, hell yeah, like I'm about to go handle this shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm take care of this shit. And then get faced with some shit. And I'm like, oh hell no, fuck that. Nope. It ain't worth it. Nope. Come on, sir. It ain't worth it. I'm fucking cool. Like, being on some straight, nah, we gonna take care of it. We gonna conquer this shit. Like, you know what? It's gangster as I thought I was. And that's fine. But all in all, I would have to say it was not one of Jordan Peele's greatest movies. It wasn't. But That's my director, and I'm gonna support him anyway. Do you hear what I'm saying? That's my producer, and I'm a protect him and stand up for him anyway, cause he's fucking out here giving black people the movies we've been asking for. White people get to fucking make movies that make absolutely no fucking sense and is frivolous and pointless, and they fucking get nominated for Oscars. We ain't never had that fucking platform. We've always had to do, oh, it has to mean something. We have to go back to our slavery days, and we have to do this, and we have to bring up our oppression and our depression. Nah, man. We can't just have some funny ass shit. Just something that'll make you scary. Something that make you think. You know? We can't have that. What's wrong with that? Nothing. So, again, Jordan Peele, that wasn't one of his best. But I fucking love it anyway. I'm gonna ride with that bad boy anyway. I wanna see it again. It's because I know for a fact I was so caught up in wanting to know what the monster, the villain thing was, that, like, yeah, I was paying attention to the storyline. But not really. Like, yeah, but no, but yeah, but no, you know? So, I'm like, I want to go back and listen to the plots now. Like, now that I know, I got all the suspense and shit out the way, and I know what it is. Because that whole trying to figure out and get to know what it is, that should give me like a low key fucking anxiety attack. Seriously. This not knowing what the end result gonna be made me feel like I'm about to pass out. Like, oh my god, I can't get anymore. So I'm not really paying attention to the things that I should be paying attention to, because I'm too busy, like, ooh, what is this gonna happen? Ooh, when am I gonna find this out? So maybe if I, no, not maybe, I'm pretty sure, because I already know that I'm gonna purchase it on DVD. I have all his other movies, and like I told you, Jordan Peele is my guy. I fucking love him. He speaks to me, he understands the assignment, and he gets it done. He gets the business that we're trying to have achieved and conquered. He gets that. So I gotta support him. He's really right. Thank you, sorry. But yeah, man. I mean, thank you. That's my guy. That is my guy. Fucking love me for fucking Jordan Peele. But the Nope movie, he gonna do better next time. And I know he is. And I'm not even gonna think any less of him. I'm not gonna talk about him. He tried something different. And I appreciate the fact that he wanted to try something different, and he did try something different. And it was accomplished. And that's what really matters, right? We got accomplished. It was a carrot cake. Look, ooh, it was a carrot cake. But those are my little 2 cents on the movie. Like I said, I didn't find anything wrong about it. I didn't find anything not likable about it. Absolutely amazing to me. I want to go see it again. Like, I'm glad it's somebody out there other than Tyler Perry giving us fucking, while black women go through struggles and oppressions and scandalous shit. Like, nah, I don't wanna see black women struggle. Can't keep a man, can't be with a man without the man having to do something dirty or beating them and cheating on them or something weird. Like, ah, Stop. I'm tired of the storylines. You want something different and funny? Shoot. So, I am not going to say anything bad about my guy. Is that a reason? I'm not going to say anything bad about my guy. I'm looking forward to next summer because I know he's going to bring it. He better not start having me on this. I come out with a movie every summer. And now after, nope, I ain't giving y'all nothing. He better not, that's all I know, he better not do. Okay. But I have nothing bad to say about it. Go see it, check it out. If you already seen it once, check it out again. Alright. That's all I like to say. So, peace and keep the nails going for me. Yeah.